Welcome back to The Check Is In The Mail. And this is Hopeful Monsters. Evolution's boldest idea. What if evolution wasn't always slow and steady? What if instead it leapt forward in sudden dramatic ways, creating creatures so different, so unexpected, that they seemed destined to fail? And yet sometimes, against all odds, they didn't. They thrived. These are the hopeful monsters, a radical idea that challenges everything we think we know about how life changes. Today we're exploring the concept of hopeful monsters, evolutionary leaps that reshape species in ways that seem improbable, even impossible, dive into the origins, the controversies, and the implications for understanding the past and imagining the future. And I should have included tectonic plates in this, and I apologize. I will have to do a standalone on shifts. So, what are hopeful monsters? The term hopeful monster comes from geneticist Richard Goldschmidt, who introduced the idea in the 1940s. Goldschmidt argued that sometimes major evolutionary changes don't happen gradually. Instead, they occur in single dramatic leaps, a sudden mutation creating a creature that's fundamentally different from its parents. A hopeful monster is a term for these rare individuals. They're monsters because they look or act so differently from the norm that they seem maladapted. But they're hopeful because in the right environment, these differences might be exactly what the species needs to survive and thrive. Imagine a fish born with primitive lungs. In a water-rich environment, it might seem strange or disadvantageous. But in a drought, the same mutation could be a lifesaver, allowing it to crawl to new water sources and eventually give rise to land-dwelling creatures. Goldschmidt's idea was bold, and it was not well received. Most scientists believed in gradualism, the idea that evolution happens slowly through tiny incremental changes, hopeful monsters that seem wild, improbable. Scary. Goldschmidt's critics didn't hold back. They called hopeful monsters genetic freaks and dismissed the idea as unscientific. Over time, some aspects of his theory have gained traction, especially with modern advances in genetics and developmental biology. Today, we know that mutations can have profound effects on development. For example, changes in regulatory genes, those that control when and how other genes are expressed, can lead to significant changes in form and function. Think of a butterfly. A single mutation in a regulatory gene could dramatically alter its wing pattern. If that pattern offers better camouflage or mating success, it could quickly spread through the population. We now have real-world examples that echo Goldschmidt's hopeful monsters. One is, and I've never pronounced this correctly in my life, so please, poplopoidy implants, where a sudden duplication of chromosomes can create entirely new species. Another is the peppered moth, which evolved darker coloration during the Industrial Revolution in just a few generations. It deserves a closer look. Punctuated equilibrium. We covered this earlier, and I'm sure you remember. Goldschmidt's ideas also align with Stephen Jay Gould's concept of punctuated equilibrium. Both challenge the idea of slow, steady change and suggest instead that evolution can leap forward in moments of crisis or opportunity. So, what do hopeful monsters mean for us today? Beyond the fossil record and genetic theories, this idea has profound implications for understanding adaptation, resilience, and even the future of humanity. Hopeful monsters remind us that evolution isn't just about survival, it's about thriving in unexpected conditions. In a rapidly changing world where climate, technology, and culture shift at unprecedented speeds, those who adapt boldly may hold the keys to the future. Could humans produce hopeful monsters? Spoiler alert, I think so. Advances in genetics and bioengineering might allow us to make leaps that we can't yet imagine. But this does raise ethical questions. Who decides what's hopeful? What happens to those of us who don't fit the mold? On a societal level, hopeful monsters teach us to value diversity. traits that seem monstrous today may be the very ones that save us tomorrow. This applies to individuals, ecosystems, and even ideas. Hopeful monsters are more than just a theory. They're a reminder of life's capacity for bold, unexpected change. They show us that evolution isn't always predictable and that progress isn't always linear and that survival often depends on embracing the unexpected. Now, what we can take from that is that maybe we don't know everything, and when we suggest to ourselves that we know everything, we project that onto data that we're trying to analyze, and we become a self-fulfilling prophecy. We don't want that. Next time, we'll continue exploring Stephen Jay Gould's legacy with even another fascinating concept. He is an endless, endless source. Until then, keep questioning, keep learning, embrace the extraordinary. Thanks for joining me.